The following excerpt is from a message Brother Fred Pruitt brought forth in the Guthrie Assembly Meeting, 1960, the winter of 1960 and 61. His subject was on the coming of the Lord, and he dwelt quite a bit on the false doctrines and false spirits and communism working in the world today, and the truth standing out against them.
With the same thing in that, they're showing themselves to be gods. When they give their willing heart over to the Pope, as it was, to make him and accept him as what he claims to be, why, they too are, you might say, one with him, and wherever they go, and so on, you'll find them acting that way. But you do find a few honest souls among them. And there's a few honest priests among them. Sometimes they come out. We were going down to Florida one time on the train, and there was a Catholic priest on the train, and he was quite lively around, thing like, and we were passing out tracts and talking to the passengers about the Lord, and we give him one. And it is the one with a picture of the church on it. You've seen it, most of you.
Yeah.
Sitting on a rock. And he looked at it. Looked over. I said, "Well," I said, "you can keep it. Just keep it." So he kept it. And after a while, he come around and he said, "That's all right. That's all right." Well, I believe there's some honesty there. And once in a while, they'll come out of that thing and clear themselves from Catholicism. I believe that there's some honest souls in most of all of these places, except these long time dead churches. I believe there's some of them that don't have any of them. They've just been dead for so long. There's no life there. But God wants us to be in a condition that whenever we can meet up with an honest soul, that we do something about it. And be a help to them some way, somehow. And that, in doing that, we're serving the Lord. We may receive persecution. I was passing out tracts in a depot in Chicago one time, and a policeman got after me. He said, "They scattered around here on the floor," and so on. I was telling another fellow about how he got after me about that. Well, he said, "You ought to get after these others. I'll look around and figure that stuff." All things had been okay.